Hello?
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Home Depot Installation Services here at XPO. Is this Miss Fain?
Yes, Miles, it's me.
Well, hi, I just spoke with a tech who went out to your residence for the installation of the cooktop. The tech informed that unfortunately the installation was unable to complete because the unit hangs too low below the countertop, which would be a fire hazard. Did the tech make you aware of
Miles,
this?
Miles, it's not the main thing. They didn't tell us that the clearance between the hood and the gas cooktop, in existing one, it's not enough to pull the permit. When the guys came for the installation, this is a main thing they didn't tell us. So we have to remove the hood or modify the hood and its existing condition, and we are not doing that. And if I they will tell me before, I would not ever order that. The 2 inches, it's okay. They told if you will call the carpenter will be like the piece of wood, we can install this one and it would not be a problem. The main problem, they need to pull the permit, and when the permit the inspection will come, we don't have enough clearance between the gas open flame and a hood. That's why they didn't install.
Okay. Well, I'm
So,
glad to
but
hear that
they
the
did, yeah, but they didn't tell us before when they come for the measurement, they told that it would be 2 inches lower, and they told if you will call the carpenter will pull up, and then we'll be able to install. That's okay. But this guy who came today, he told, I have to take a permit, and the measurements, it's not fitting, so we cannot install it because the inspection, you would not pass inspection, and we'll have to dismantle everything. And they will put the lock on the gas.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad the
This is the
tech.
main reason, Miles.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that the tech's made you very aware of what's going on, and I do apologize that the installation was not able to be completed today. But I did need to verify the information that was provided by the tech and to make sure that he did, was very informative for you. So I'd like to thank you for assisting me with that, and I'd like to thank you for shopping with Home Depot, and I do hope that you have a good day.
Miles, 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 stop. What are we gonna do with the unit now?
Well, you could either make the necessary modifications and
No,
reschedule
we
the
cannot make
installation.
a modification. We cannot make modifications. We cannot install its existing kitchen. We cannot do that. You have to take the unit back
You'll have to contact.
and a
You'll have.
deal with this company that did the wrong measurements.
Yeah, you'll have to
That's
contact Home
yeah, we
Depot
are.
to
That's
request.
why I'm contacting you.
Okay, well, I'm not Home Depot. I'm with XPO.
What is it, XQR?
XPO is the company that's contracted by Home Depot to contract the professional third-party installation
That's
offices
why you
across.
guys made a mistake. You didn't tell us that the inspection would not be passed. If you will tell them it's like you don't have enough clearance, I would not start this story at all.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
I would
Be
not. And now we have a unit and our driveway we cannot install because someone didn't tell us we don't have a clearance. I'm sorry. Someone needs to take this unit back.
Okay, you'll want to contact Home Depot so they can have the delivery company come out to pick up the unit.
You told that you are from Home Depot.
No, I'm from XPO.
That's what you not represent yourself in the beginning. You told I'm Home Depot. That's what I heard.
Now, I called him when I first when you first answered the phone. I said, "Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Home Depot Installation
With
Services
the
here
Home
at
Depot, yes.
XPO." So I
Okay.
did make sure
Okay,
to
Miles.
to identify myself as being with XPO. I'm in the department of XPO that handles Home Depot's installations, as we are contracted by Home Depot to provide oversight for the installation services and to contract the
So
professional third-party installation
that you have
offices.
to oversight much better because the people who came in and did the measurements did not do the right job. If they will tell you don't have clearance, I would not buy this unit, Miles.
Oh, okay, I understand. I understand. And I do
But
sincerely
today
apologize.
we learned today we have a unit on the driveway. We cleaned up the area. they came in and they told, even if we install, you would not pass inspection, you will have a lock on the gas.
Oh, okay, I understand.
That is not working like this. Now our unit is like, it's old, but it's working and we can cook, but if you have a lock, there is nothing we can do.
Oh, I understand.
It's not like two inches lower. Carpenter can fix it, but the main reason, we would not pass the inspection and get the lock on the gas. And you know, with the fire, you cannot, it would be forever and ever before we can get this straight.
I understand.
It's not working like this. So you have to write down somewhere, or you have to contact the Home Depot on your end and help me to resolve this situation, because I cannot live like this.
Okay, well, you'll just want to simply follow up with Home Depot to request that they have the delivery team come out to pick up the cooktop.
Please. Do you have a phone number, Miles, so I can give it to the Home Depot?
Let's see here. And the phone number is 508-842-4100.
Four one?
Yes, ma'am. 4100. So again, that was 508-842-4100.
And it's XPO, and you are Miles.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Miles, and I'm with XPO.
Okay. Thank you very much, Miles. Can you contact the Home Depot with this explanation? Because
I'm going to have to contact Home Depot to let them know what happened and to request that they create a trip charge order for our technicians. So I will be contacting Home Depot. That's my next contact is Home Depot.
Thank you very much, Miles. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you for shopping with Home Depot, and I do hope you have a good weekend.
No, it's not thank you. It's horrible. I'm sorry. Okay, no. Thank you.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For your explanation. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.